It's time for our reaction to Season 1, Episode 6 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's only 7 episodes in this season, so
incredible.
We are already almost finished Season 1, which is quite scary. Quickly, we're smashing through this.
It's good.
Yep. So we're good to go. Can't wait to see what hijinks the gang gets up to in this episode. All right, patrons, we're going to count down. Go for it.
3, 2, 1, play.
Oh, you're being ridiculous. He's a professional.
Oh, it's early.
No, look, I'm not on a Friday.
Oh, yes, I can.
Tom Brady?
Seriously?
Listen, let me tell you something with absolute honesty and concern for your well-being. Tom Brady would kick your ass.
That's true.
The hell is that?
Come on, who locked up last night?
Charlie.
My kid needs to start paying attention.
Who is this?
Surely he's not been asleep the entire night like that.
I think so.
Get him out of here, he stinks.
Hey, stinks?
So, oh my God, he shit his pants, Dee.
I don't want to know that.
I mean... You would rather know than not know. Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yes.
Stick.
Do it.
Get up, old man. This isn't the American Legion. Wake up. Yo.
Oh, is he dead?
He won't wake up.
Because he's dead.
Hit, get him hard.
Wake up, old man. Wake up.
That's it.
Oh.
Holy shit. That bitch is dead.
Okay.
The gang finds a dead guy. Okay.
Makes sense, hey? Okay, how do we reckon... How are they going to tackle dead guys in this one? As opposed to gun laws and shit. might be a bit harsh on this one, I reckon.
You're going to be harsh on this
no,
one?
No, them.
What do you mean they're going to be harsh on this one?
We're going to see some dead guy jokes.
I mean, what's wrong with that? Better than gun jokes. Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Yeah, clear him out.
I thought they'd Weekend at Bernie's in.
How could you let this happen, Charlie?
What? Oh, come on. It's not my fault. The guy orders one drink. He sits down. I don't see him again for the rest of the night.
Did you lock up, didn't you?
And shit everywhere. All the death germs.
Plus, that guy was so
death
old.
Germs.
People are gross.
What? I'll get the gasoline. Charlie,
what?
Come on, dude. You never let me burn anything.
Maybe we should close to fumigate or something.
No. We can't do that. We can't let anybody know that this happened.
That's Glenn 20, that bad boy.
We're going to serve drinks here today? I don't think the Board of Health would be too keen on that, Mac. I'm sorry. Do you see any representatives from the Board of Health here today? Let's just clean up the mess and act like it never happened.
I'm not getting anywhere near that booth.
Me neither. Can't believe you guys are making me do this. Can't believe you left a dead guy in the bar overnight, dude. So I guess we're...
Yeah, it's fair.
True.
That is fault. Fair, yeah.
He said he had a heart attack, not Ebola. Do you want to do this?
Ugh. Oh, what's he spray? Don't spray it.
Oh.
Nah.
Damn it.
What do you think he was going
to
do with that?
To isolate the area, okay? You're just going to spread whatever parts
yep.
you decomposed.
God. Around. You wouldn't spray that.
A scientist? Yeah, give me the host. Science talk. Science talk? What the hell is science talk, Charlie?
Okay, he's our guest.
Is this someone from the Board of Health?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm looking for the owner.
That's me.
Yeah, actually, I'm the owner.
Yeah, but I can help her out.
I own the place, though.
Yeah, but we own it together, and
not
I can
really.
Help her.
What can I help you with?
My name is Rebecca Keene. Huh? I was notified that my grandfather died here last night.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
That's really horrible.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I wanted to see where he spent his last night.
That would be somewhere in this vicinity over here.
Oh, God.
She looks familiar.
All right. Yeah, I'm okay. I really didn't know him that well, actually, but he didn't have any other family, so the police called me.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. I guess I was a little curious, you know? I mean, he's my grandfather, and I know nothing about him.
Yeah. Well, he liked to drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A very warm and gentle soul, actually.
You knew him.
Yeah, I wouldn't actually say that I knew him all that well, but we did
get... I knew him pretty well.
Oh, man.
Pretty close near the end there.
Wow, really?
I knew him, too. I would just met...
These guys are despicable.
That's awesome.
Oh. Well, listen, I should go. I have to get back to work. I just wanted to stop in.
Of course. Yeah, well, listen, if you ever want to stop by, you know... I'll tell you some stories about your grandfather that you would not believe.
Wow.
I'll make myself available as well.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
Shocking.
Thanks.
Yeah, of course.
Bye. What are you doing, dude? You're totally blowing up my spot.
I'm not blowing up your spot. What are you talking about? You can't just claim the girl for yourself. She's way out of your league anyway.
Out of my league? She's out of your league, dude.
Okay,
I can get that
hey,
shit.
Hey, guys! A man died here yesterday. His family just abandoned him. Can we think about that for 1 second?
Why the hell would we want to think about that? It's
depressing, D.
Just makes me think about Pop-Pop, is all.
Pop-Pop is an asshole, sweet D. And I'm placing my bets that that girl's grandfather is an asshole, too. People don't just abandon their parents for no good reason.
Dude, have you ever been to a nursing home? People abandon their parents all the time.
Hmm.
Sad throwaway culture we live in.
Seriously, that apartment is trash.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Whoa.
Your
place is looking good.
Yeah, I've been doing some rearranging. Hmm. So, you want to see?
No, I don't. Charlie, you're Listen, I wanted to ask you a favor. Will you go to the nursing home with me to see my grandfather? Dennis won't go.
Dennis won't go?
No, he won't go. And
what a jerk.
I know, and I haven't seen him since I was really little, and he's stuck in that nursing home, and I don't want to wait until it's too late and then regret it, you know?
Why don't you just go by yourself?
I have a little bit of a problem with old people. Sounds a little mean, but I find them kind of creepy and scary. And gross. I think they're gross.
Well, there you go.
It's hands, mostly.
Small hands.
Smells like cabbage.
I'll tell you what. I'll go with you. But you have to let me borrow your car anytime I want.
No.
No.
Now and then.
No.
One time.
All right.
And you have to take me to lunch twice a week for a year.
No, I don't.
Once a week.
Mm-mm.
Today.
Okay.
Great.
Cool. Yeah, good haggling there.
Don't embarrass yourself, all right? I will always win in these circumstances.
You will not, dude. She's coming over here to see me.
She's coming over here to see you because you were the one that answered the phone, dude.
That's just semantics, bro. But you know what? I have a real shot with this chick.
You can't beat me here, okay?
Oh, these two.
I will always win in these circumstances. I will one-up you. I'm sharper than you.
You're not
quicker
sharper
on my toes.
Shut up.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Is this a bad time?
No, this is a great time. We were talking about
your grandfather. Emotions are running very high around here today.
Yeah, it's been a difficult couple of days for me.
Yeah, I try not to think about me, though.
Good job.
That was awesome.
Okay, you look like you're gonna pass out.
Charlie, I don't think I can do this. I'm not kidding.
Come on, you're gonna be fine.
Oh my God, look at that one.
Hey.
Look at that one.
Ears, all right? All right, listen to me, Dee. The slow and painful crawl to death is an inevitable part of life, so just embrace it, all right?
Slow and painful crawl of death.
It's really creepy in here. What does that very bad smell?
It's probably urine and maybe some feces.
Hey, Dee, right?
This is your pop-up
store. Just hold on a second. What if he asks us to help him go to the bathroom?
Are you kidding me? Come on, a lot of people lead perfectly normal lives.
All right, what is Charlie
going to do? Oh, here we go. What's he doing?
Oh, Jesus. He doesn't even look like a real person.
Should we go wake him up?
No, I don't know. Let's go.
No. We can't go. We came all the way down here. Let's just let him.
Oh.
I need some air.
What? No. Do not leave me here alone, because I can't.
Yes.
Oh, no.
This is awkward. I'm not.
Dennis, come here. I've been waiting a long time for this moment, Dennis.
Okay. Yes?
Oh, yeah. My only grandson finally come to see me. Come close. My eyesight's not so good. You're a lot shorter than I thought you'd wind up.
Well, you know, I'm actually still growing, so.
You want some candy?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Eat the damn candy!
Oh, God.
Candy.
They've stolen everything from me.
They have?
Yeah, well, what do you expect from Jews, right?
Oh, okay.
Jews, Maybe I should go and check on Dee because...
No.
Is he Jewish?
Yeah, I'm sure. He might be. What's the music? Oh my god!
And as you can see, I don't have much time left. I need your help.
Oh. Oh, no. I mean,
pull the plug.
I'm not very comfortable with that. First of all, I don't even know which one of these things I would unplug.
Oh, you idiot. I don't need you to kill me. I need you to help me.
Okay.
You probably don't know this because that bastard father of yours didn't tell you, but I was a war hero.
Really?
I want to be buried in my uniform. And I don't trust any of these kikes in here to take care of that. All the belongings from that part of my life are in a box at the Roxborough storage facility. I need you to pick it up and bring it here.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, I could do that.
And I need you to keep it as a secret between you and me.
Okay.
So listen, I have a favor to ask you.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Anything, yeah, you can talk to me because I get things done, so.
It's so awkward.
Service for him, but I can't seem to find anyone else who really knew him, though.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that might be difficult to do, actually.
No, it's not going to be a problem. I knew a lot of his friends. Good guys.
Yeah, Dan.
What?
But, it might be hard to find friends.
It's not going
to
be hard for me.
That would be so amazing.
Would you like another drink?
No, we're fine.
I need your car.
Oh, Charlie, I wasn't really serious about that.
No, go get it, you promised.
Fine. Where are you going?
Going back to see Papa.
What the hell are you talking about? You're going to see my pop-up without me?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. He's my pop-up. I'm the one who's supposed to feel better about myself. Hmm. I'm going with you.
Oh, you can't actually, because it's just supposed to be me and him.
But I want to see my pop-up.
No, you don't.
Take the bus.
Well, I should just flat out said it, but I just want to make myself feel better.
Are they going to hire a bunch of homeless people? Yes. Wow. I'm not backing
down, right? Hey, pal. How would you like to make $20?
Sure.
Got some nicer clothes.
Holy shit.
I think it's valuable.
Is it valuable or is it like...
Oh, Nazi. It's like a Nazi uniform.
Yeah.
Mingle.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rebecca.
Rebecca.
These guys are so awful.
Some of my grandfather's friends.
He loved those guys.
So I was wondering if maybe you guys could... say something, you know, maybe
eulogize him.
Story about him or something.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Actually, I've got a little something prepared, if that's okay. Did you prepare? Oh no, that's right. I totally forgot. He's a terrible public speaker. Gets really flustered. His third grade stutter comes back. It's a oh, is that your phone? Yeah. Can I answer that? Well, I don't want to be rude.
Oh well, the ringer's going off right in the middle of a funeral. It's got to be pretty important.
Just admit defeat.
Charlie, what do you want?
Mac, you gotta come to my apartment right now.
I can't, dude. I'm in the middle of something.
I don't care what you're doing. Get over here right now. It's an emergency.
Fine. I gotta go. It's an emergency.
Oh, you gotta leave? That's a shame.
So can I borrow your car or what?
I've been drinking. He's a good guy. He's just got a bit of a drinking problem.
Wow.
Who
Is he going to be wearing it?
Mac, dude. Oh, no, it better not be.
He's going to be wearing it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Take a step across.
This is unbelievable.
I know that. I know that.
Oh, please take it off.
This guy was probably like King Nazi. How is this impossible, Charlie? It's possible. They came on boats or whatever, but... Okay, hold on. This could just be collector's crap.
No, 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 no.
Look at that.
That's...
He wants me to take all the shit to him so he can be like buried in it or something. Buried in it? Oh, screw that old bitch. He's a Nazi. Let him die and burn in hell, right?
Wow.
Sell the shit on eBay.
Yes.
About that, I think it's like illegal or maybe a little bit immoral.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever said that word.
We could sell it to a museum. I could live with that.
Yeah. So he's going to have to get his retribution here, isn't he?
As we all know, Lionel could be a bit of a curmudgeon. But he had the heart of a lion. I'll tell you a story about him. It was Christmas Eve last year, and I was at Lionel's house making him dinner. Talking about the spirit of giving.
Who are these other people?
Why are we just talking about it? Let's put the spirit into action. Let's go down to the mission. Lionel said, great. That's a great, great idea, Dennis. So we did. We went down there, and not only did we feed every last poor, miserable, precious soul.
Miserable?
But we washed the feet of every man, woman, and child.
Dennis. Wow.
In the spirit of Christ. And that was Lionel. Lionel Keane. Lionel the Lion.
Wow.
Keep you gentlemen waiting.
Not a problem at all.
How can I help you?
We are going to make your day today, sir.
Is that right?
We've gotten our hands on a little something that we like to think is an important part of human history and needs to be in this museum. Mac, if you will.
What the hell is that?
This, my friend, is an authentic Nazi officer's uniform, circa 1942.
Notice the stitching and fine attention to detail?
Where did you get this?
Let's just say it found its way to us and leave it at that, shall we?
That's sus.
Okay, I find this offensive for so many reasons. I'm guessing you acquired this through illegal means. For me to take this from you would be an extension of that. And secondly, that you would expect it would make my day assumes that I'm interested in profiting off the murder of millions of innocent people.
How much will you give us for it?
Oh, my nothing. God.
Nothing or...
I plan to call the police the minute you guys leave my office.
Myself.
Well, do you know where Dennis is? He was supposed to be here hours ago.
No, Pop, it's just me. I thought that you and I could spend some time together, so I brought a couple of books that I could read to you.
Okay, fine. Come here and sit down. No, why don't you come closer so I can get a good look at you?
Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
Good idea.
Yeah, come here. A little closer.
Oh.
Come here. Come. Oh, no. I remember how beautiful you are. Look at these wrinkled old hands against your...
No.
Yeah, right down the hall.
Oh!
Doing the right thing here, man. Yeah, but it just seems like a waste of a perfectly good Nazi uniform. If we sell it, we run the risk of going to jail. If we keep it, we don't get anything, so we may as well burn it.
That's true.
I mean, it is always fun to burn things.
Yeah. And we probably shouldn't let Dennis know about his grandfather anyway. No. You know, he might just screw with his head. Yeah.
All right.
Get it going.
Get on.
Get on it.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
So it's all in there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Keep anything or...
No. Did you?
No, dude.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
What's up? What you burning?
Some trash.
Just burning some trash, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you want to hear what happened with that girl?
No.
Oh, there we go.
No, I don't, dude.
No?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't care about what happened.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, of course you
care. I don't want to hear it, Dennis.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Okay, you know what, bro? I'm sorry. You win. Okay? I give up. You won. You're the better man.
No, you don't give up. See, I won fair and square. We went head to head. And I came out the better man, just as I predicted I would. So we went back to her house, and we made sweet, passionate love.
He's totally going to tell him about his grandfather.
Great.
Yeah.
Great for you. You must be really proud of yourself.
I showed the photo.
Your grandfather's a Nazi.
These guys are just as awful to each other than everyone else.
Who's your neighbor?
What's he kept?
Neighbor, but let me ask you a couple questions. Who lives in this here hole? Hmm.
Wow. Oh, boy. That was an interesting one.
That was good.
Yep.
That was better than Gun Fever.
Yeah, for sure. Very controversial topics there. And you can just see how deplorable all these guys are.
It's great.
Yeah. It's awesome. They just, there's no...
Very Seinfeld-esque.
Oh, absolutely. I think these guys are like much worse than the blokes from Seinfeld in terms of their immorality. Don't think so yet?
Oh, yeah, probably, but I don't know. Who knows?
I know. It happened. All right, patrons, episode 6 is done. Episode 7 is just around the corner. We're going to get right onto it now. So thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.